Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back to all you who are brave this week and really wanting to dive into what gossip is so that you can make sure to get this sin out of your life. As we go through this week, we're going to be talking more and more about how to do that and really how that sin gets kind of stuck in you. But let's start, because the Word has so much to say about gossip. Let's start with a scripture this morning. Proverbs 10:19. When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. So let's talk about, got to restrain our lips, because when there is gossiping happening, you are hurting. There's three people that are involved in it: the one speaking, the one listening, and the one that is being gossiped about. Did you know that with gossip, you think, oh, well, the gossiper is the one that's sinning, right? The gossiper is the one that's telling the half-tales or maybe the truth, but they're gossiping about it. Did you know they're not the only one that's present within that sin, that actually listening to the sin is also a sin? Listening to the gossip is part of the sin too. That while you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh my gosh, they're just, you know, this is a gossiping thing, and how do I, you know, separate myself, Lord? What do I need to say? You know, you start going through those things if you even recognize it. But did you know that you're also listening? That is the sin. So now you don't believe me. So let's just go over a scripture so that you guys will know deep within your heart that you will know that what I say is true. Okay, Proverbs 17:4. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. So even in this particular verse, it's comparing you directly to them being part of that sin. You're a wrongdoer, and you're being a liar. You are equated equally within the sin. And we've all been guilty of that, all of us. Don't get under the condemnation of before, because now the Lord is just now telling you, this is how serious I think gossip is. So let's, me and you, talk about it. Let's figure this out so we can begin to work this out of our life, so that we can understand the seriousness of participating and having anything to do with gossip. So now you know, talking and listening is part of the gossip sin. So just say a little prayer, ask the Lord to start breaking it out of your life. Some of you will have that easier than others. And as we go through this week, you will learn how to really break that and begin to walk in a different way. Because it's important. It's a sin. Gossip is originally from Satan. It is the devil's playground. It is clear that gossip causes destruction, and it causes separation in friends. It causes division within the church. There are many scriptures that talk about this. If you have your Bible with you, you can turn to 2 Timothy 2, and I'm going to start in verse 16. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like a cancer. And you can finish reading some more about that as Paul confronts two people who were slandering and going against the gospel, what the gospel said. So now that you know, it increases and it destroys like a cancer. It's really important that we work hard and get this out of us and really kind of dive into yourself and really figure out what it is and what it means and how do I share things and how I don't share things. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? You're never going to say anything about anybody. That's not right and appropriate either. So let's talk about what the heart. So if I have information and I'm going to go share it with someone, is this someone even important into the situation that I'm sharing about? You might ask yourself that question. Is that person even involved in this at all? What is my motive for sharing that? What's going on with me that I want to share that? You got to make sure that it's not, oh, I just can't wait to share this. Because the Bible also addresses that. There was so much I learned about what gossip really is and what it does to you when I started diving into this. So let me read this scripture to you. Let's read Proverbs again. Proverbs 16:27 says, "An ungodly man digs up evil." Excuse me, the man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. So really, the gossipers love secretly to reveal any kind of information that they think they might have. That's a gossiper. Now, you know that we can be gossiping and not actually fully walk into the full sin of gossiper. But don't let your heart deceive you that, oh, you're not one of those, because you very well might be. And, you know, we don't know our own hearts. And so you're going to have to ask the Lord. If you find yourself in this situation over and over again, then you really need to ask yourself, am I a gossiper or do I just gossip sometimes? So it's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to sin a little. We have to really put this gossip into the form of sin, because it really feeds our soul. And that's what the Lord is talking about. It feeds that fleshly soul part of us that we love being that tail bearer to share the, maybe it's a little bit of slander, mostly gossip, but we love that. It feeds our soul. So you really have to ask yourself, do I have anything to do with this situation? Is it very important to me? Is it not important to me? Do I have any part into helping this situation? So really beginning to ask yourself some of those questions when you're sharing. And, you know, we have to be careful in prayer lines, which we're going to talk more about in our intercessory prayer groups, because those are very, very important. And you can't let yourself get so far to the other side where you're too scared to share anything because you might sin. But there is a place where you can know and learn to know the difference and be sensitive within your heart to know the difference. Now, I tell you, one of the first things that when the Lord started, you know, really slapping me in the face with this and really beginning to speak to me about what this is, I remember many, many years ago, in my early 20s, I've been married too long, I was still in school, and I was trying to help get started a sexual abuse rape hotline. And the lady, I had done that for years, and the lady who was in charge of it, trying to get it all done, and I can't remember all the details about this, long, long time ago. But I was really frustrated with her. I was frustrated how it wasn't going off. And there was somebody I was returning a book to, because we were going to be moving. And I was returning this book to. And so she asked me, and this is part of it, you know, she baited me into saying anything I wanted to say. And so I let my mouth run about how frustrated I was about how the lady who's in charge of this group should da 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 and should do this and shouldn't do that, and she's this and she's that and she's something else, and around the bucket I went. I don't know what all I said. I don't remember. But I know now that after that, when I had to get some information back from this lady, I did not know that those two people were friends. Head of the one who was trying to start this organization and the one that I was returning information from. So when I called the head of the department there And she says, I know everything that you said about me. I didn't know what to say. That's when I realized I'm in deep trouble. And I said, well, I just need to get this certain book back or whatever. And from that time on, I learned a big, huge lesson. And it grieves me to think that in my little arrogant self, me saying all these things, but the Lord, you know, bringing that back to me and realizing this is slander. What I did was slander. Wasn't even partly of gossip. It was just downright out slander. So I had to, you know, bring it back and repent again and really understood the sin this time versus like repenting before and telling, I'm sorry that I shouldn't have said anything and I talked out of place. But now I really understand the sin. So I went back and repented again. So now that you guys are learning about what real gossip is, maybe you guys have some times and some moments that you remember that maybe you should go back and repent again now that you understand the sin, and you can, you know, cleanse your soul of that and caring of that. Because, you know, Jesus doesn't want to just tell us all the things wrong. He wants us to understand the freedom that comes with repentance when we do those things and we begin to walk in those freedoms. Now, I know that this may be difficult for you, but you really got to just take that moment to see if the Lord brings anything. Don't go digging around for it. Just if he brings it back, then you repent of it and receive the forgiveness and move on. Because that's what he really, really wants you guys to do. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow, we're going to dig down even deeper. So I hope that you guys are learning something and you're beginning to already feel the freedom in your soul. Thank you, and I look forward to tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.